to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Thank you, Jimmy Lakey. Welcome to Call to Freedom. If you could see the blessings, if only you could see the blessings God has already prepared for you, and He's preparing your heart right now to receive them. It reminds me of 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard. We haven't heard. Nor has it entered into the heart of us. Man, woman, child, what God has prepared for those who love Him. And it's not in the sweet by and by. It's exactly like this phrase says. He's preparing your heart right now to receive those marvelous blessings that He has for you. Oh, it's wonderful to know that God always has you on His mind. He does. He loves you so much, and His love is not like our earthly love. Even when we sin, even when we've come short of the glory of God, He is there. He's there for us. I'm so grateful. Praise the Lord. Let's do our Monday Bible slogan. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I do what it tells me to do. Well, most of the time I do what it tells me to do. This is my Bible. It has given me new life. It is the Word of God. And I want to say you are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. And if you want to focus on a verse of scripture this week, I'm reading through Amos. Boy, that is a difficult book to read through, because God is punishing the enemies of Israel in this book. But there's some gems. And Amos 5, verse 24 is our verse for this week. Let justice roll down like water and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. That's for you. If you're in any kind of a fix, or you're in a legal thing that you're going on, that's going on in your life, or life has just treated you unfair, well, I'm saying to you today, let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. That's Amos 5, verse 24. So we kind of will focus on that this week. And wow, the meeting, it was so good. We had such a great meeting. And welcome, Kimberly, again.
It was, yes. Very good meeting.
It was.
I so enjoy the people of Colorado. And my Colorado family.
Yep, you said that at the meeting. You are my family.
You're my favorite family. That's what I said. I said favorite, and I meant it. That's, I meant it.
Yes. I really like the idea, and it's Holy Spirit that gave me that idea in June. And I had several at the table on Saturday say, this is easier to get to breakfast at 10 o'clock than it is at 8:30. And I really totally agree. And especially in the summertime, the producer, Rachel, was saying, you know, people like to sleep in on Saturday and then go to brunch. Well, we have brunch. We're going to do it again in August. Can you believe August is the next meeting?
And it's coming up. We're halfway through July.
August 9th. And so if you'd like to come and have brunch with us, it's just so much fun. And then the meeting is at 11:15. And we can go as long as we want to go.
Yeah. The time of worship and the time of studying the Word. I actually want to bounce off of what you were, the Bible slogan, I do what it tells me to do. And you pause. Well, most of the time I do. And really the facts are that human beings really have a hard time walking out what the Word of God tells us to do. That's hard. We can still, in fact, like your memory verse from Amos, let justice roll down like water and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. We can say that over ourselves.
Yes.
Over ourselves.
That's right. Yes.
That God's justice will roll down on us, in us, like water, mm-hmm. and that righteousness will be an ever-flowing stream. We will walk in the righteousness of God. We do walk in His righteousness because of what Jesus has done.
That's right.
And we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, through Christ Jesus. He has done it all. We can't reconcile ourselves to God. He did it for us. And He didn't do it and then say, okay, now you're on your own. Let's see how you do.
Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Yes. And this justice, Kimberly, is true and pure
yes.
and honest. And it's a lot like Paul was talking about in Philippians 4, verse 8. Think on those things, because life has been unfair to some of you listening. It really has. And God in His loving care sees that.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with you, Kimberly. Amos 5:24 is for each and every listener today. Let justice roll down like water and righteousness. Jesus' righteousness is surrounding you. It's not your own righteousness, huh? Mm-hmm. We'd never make it.
And
Jesus' righteousness.
And in you, surrounding you and in you.
Yes.
And we can keep saying over and over, I am His vessel. That's my prayer every day, mm-hmm. that I would be the vessel for Jesus Christ to flow through me, His love through me to others. If there's provision that somebody needs, let it come through me.
Yes.
If you trust me with extra seed, let me sow that seed where you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And not hang on to things, not try to judge them for myself. I myself can really come up with a lot of opinions and motives, and that really hinders the ministry.
Yes, most of the time we have to cast down those evil and vain imaginations
yes.
that come swirling all
yes.
the time continually.
Right.
We have thoughts in our minds.
Right.
That's why it's so hard at night to go to sleep, because you don't know how to shut off all those thoughts that are coming, bombarding your mind.
That's true.
Why we have to ask the Lord, thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving me sweet sleep right now in Jesus' name.
Well, and practicing the stillness of the Lord, be still and know that He is God.
Yes.
Practicing that stillness, you might think you are in a season where you cannot practice that stillness. I guess I just want to challenge you. Try. Just keep trying, asking for the stillness, ask for the rest, ask for Him to meet you in that. It's something that I practice every day.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, the peace and the joy are supernatural. They're not anything like this world has to offer.
No, Saturday when you were worshiping the Lord at the piano, and you had just several moments, probably only 5 minutes worth of real silent worship, just being in a worshipful mode. And after it was over with, I said, I hope that some of you experience this every day in your life, just spending some quiet time,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
quiet time with God.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important.
I think especially when we are faced with a decision that we need to make,
mm-hmm.
just as an act of our will, trying to sit down and say, I am not going to rush with this. I'm not going to rush into any decision. I am not going to give an answer right now. I'm going to sit and wait with you and wait on you and let your righteousness be flowing through me,
yes.
and not me trying to give a right answer. The ministry of reconciliation, you were talking about that this morning and how we're given that ministry of reconciliation and how the Lord handed that to Jonah, mm-hmm. and what Jonah decided to do with it. At first he was like, no way. And he gets on a ship going the opposite direction.
Well, would you be enthused about going and telling a huge city, a heathen city, that God was going to pour out His wrath upon them? That would be the last message I wanted to tell the leaders of a huge city. You're going to die. And so I could see him running. I could see him running away from God. I would, if I were given that assignment. Oh,
right.
My goodness. It would.
So
well, it would take.
You're asking somebody who's seen too much.
Well,
you know,
I
at this point in my life, I think I would be pretty energized to receive something that clear.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would have to have a whale swallow me just like Joe.
Okay.
in order for him to get my attention. Yes.
And really that message that you're going to die unless you repent.
That's right.
You know, that's what the message was to Nineveh, to the people that had turned from God and were leaning on their own understanding, on their own idols. Mm-hmm. And that's what our idols of today are. Our own understanding of the situations in life, our own understanding of what we think we need to eat or how we need to behave or where we need to be working or what relationship we should be in or shouldn't be in. We have our own understanding, and we've got a lot of counselors that'll come alongside us and tell us,
mm-hmm.
you know, if we're on the right track or if we're not on the right track, and then we might develop a new understanding that's human. It's human. Mm-hmm. And when we're given that ministry of reconciliation, sometimes we'll look at the situation and go, no, that's not safe. I need boundaries. I need safety. That's our own human understanding. And then we might think that God feels the same way about it. Mm-hmm. Because we're human and we put him in a box all the time. We put him in our human box. And 1 John 2 verse 1 says, if anyone sins, we have an advocate, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He is the righteous one, the only one righteous.
What is an advocate?
Yeah, an advocate. Actually, I've been reading this book, Gentle and Lowly, and it's all about the heart of Christ, and it's revealing his heart for sinners and for people who suffer. What his heart is. And I just want to read this definition that's written in this book. An intercessor stands between two parties, but an advocate doesn't simply stand in between two parties. He steps over and joins one party as he approaches the other.
Oh,
what a beautiful picture that is.
Us. As he's approaching the throne of God.
Okay, yeah, listen to that. He joins us, the unrighteous.
Yes.
He joins us. He steps over to the party that is in need.
So that's why Hebrews, I believe it's in the 10th chapter, says that we can come boldly before the throne of God. Not ourselves.
It's Jesus
with us. Absolutely with us. Going up to the very throne of God, the creator of the universe.
Right.
And we don't go with any fear or guilt or inferiority or unworthiness, Kimberly.
Right.
Jesus has washed that all away with his blood.
Yes.
Oh.
I think it's important to note that we are nothing without him. Without him, we are nothing. And when we believe that he has done this great work and then left us here to study, to pray, to be in great devotion to him, mm-hmm. to join with others and fellowship and go to services and worship. When we believe that is how we are getting to heaven, mm-hmm. we're wrong.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He completed the work. And whether or not we stay in devotion, in prayer, in study, in fellowship with others, whether or not, it's all about a heart that is turned toward him, a heart that wants goodness and kindness, all the fruits of the Spirit, love. He is love. God is love. And when we walk out love, then we are joining him.
Yes. Love is the covering there in Galatians 5:22. It covers every other fruit. Joy, peace, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. That love is that umbrella over everybody.
Yes. And I love that last one, self-control. Controlled by what? Love. Mm-hmm. You have to come back to love.
That's right.
At the end of it all.
Yes.
So yes, it's that big umbrella, and it starts and it ends. He's the author and the finisher. He is love.
That's right.
And it's all about love. So when we're in relationships that are really messy and challenge us, they're irritating, frustrating, and really difficult, sometimes incredibly harmful. That is broken. That is a brokenness that we need help with. And we need more help than counselors can give. I love counselors. I did some training to be a counselor, so I'm not talking down to anyone who has that position in life. I'm so grateful for you who are willing to sit and listen to those who need someone to come alongside them, because there are so many who don't have a friend that will sit and listen. So I'm thankful for counselors. But if we're trying all of our reconciliation and healing, if we're trying it through human tools and the tools of this world, they will only get us so far. Mm-hmm. To really overcome. Yes. To really be an overcomer, we have got to follow what Jesus has given us to do. Yes. And he reconciled all of us. That's to right. The Father, and now we have been given that ministry of reconciliation. If anyone has sinned, we don't have to worry and belittle them or condemn them in any way. No shame. We can just introduce them to the one, the mm-hmm. advocate. And the way that we do that is to come alongside and yes. say, I'm here with you. I'm here for you.
Yes.
Let's pray.
It's right after Paul is talking about this gift or spirit of reconciliation. It comes right after the 17th verse, and most of you listening know this from 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are gone. They're passed away. And behold, all things have become mm-hmm. new. You are a new creation. Somebody that has never lived before. God has just created you new in your spirit. In your spirit. And then the next verse, now all these things are from God. Your righteousness, your own righteousness, is as filthy rags before God. All these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ. We can't ever say we have done anything on our
nope,
own, Kimberly.
That's right.
And gave us the ministry of reconciliation. For what? So we can go to others in a loving attitude mm-hmm. and edify them.
Yes.
Yes, that's our ministry. Each and every one of us have that ministry of reconciliation.
That's right. That's right. So Jesus is so willing to be that advocate that sides. He doesn't just stand in between the two parties. He takes a side and comes and sides with the one who's in trouble and sits with them and cheers them on, edifies them. He doesn't sit there with a finger pointing at them, belittling and condemning. Who is it that will condemn? Romans 8:34. Who is the one who condemns? Jesus? He's the one who died for us.
That's right.
He's not going to sit there and condemn. He's going to bring love. Love conquers. Love covers a multitude of sin.
Yes. If we allow our minds to continue to accept those swirling thoughts all day long, and we give in to some of those thoughts. That's why, Kimberly, I repeat that verse. I cast down every evil and vain imagination and every lofty thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Mm-hmm. And I know so many of you listening know that, because every day you're bombarded and you're tempted to give in to that worldly or fleshly desire. Oh, that looks so good. Yeah. Afterwards, we're going to the High Point Creamery. Yeah. Oh, that looks so good. to have an ice cream cone on this hot day. It's 91 degrees. And so our flesh begins to say what it wants. And God is saying, oh, I am with you. You go ahead and you enjoy that. We have to have a spirit that is beginning to control the mind. Mm. That mind is mm-hmm. no longer being conformed to this world. It's being transformed to the very mind of God.
Let me give another example, because we're talking about reconciliation. And so sometimes our flesh really desires to just cut somebody off. Mm-hmm. And we might be saying in our deepest places, in the deepest, darkest places of us, they can just go to hell. We might be saying that.
Yeah, you deserve that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And that is not what the Lord has asked us to do. That's not the ministry he has given us. He has not given us the ministry to go looking for the dark things, point them out, and say, oh, they need to. And And I'm not trying to change the gospel. I know that it talks about those who come to Christ will be saved. I understand that. But it's not our job. It's never our job to figure out the ones who are coming to Christ and the ones who are not. In fact, it's not even our job to come up with that idea that some are coming to Him and some are not.
That's right.
That's not our job.
Or in our mind, judging them.
Right.
Well, that guy's never going to make. He's going to. You mentioned the word hell.
Hell, yeah.
He's going to hell. And the other one who's going to church every week and reading their Bible, and they look so good. But in their heart, Kimberly, mm-hmm. they might have an unforgiving heart, a heart that's hateful, a heart that just wants their way,
yes.
selfish and conceited. And
wow. We cannot tell the difference. We cannot know a man's heart. Only God can. And I find 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 and 17 really interesting. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. I feel like the more I learn, the more I realize I know nothing. Because when you're looking at this verse and you read the dead in Christ, and you're just deciding that you're only going to talk about the people who have died on this planet, natural death in our flesh bodies, and that's the only thing that this verse can refer to, well, no, you're wrong. That's not the only thing it can refer to. The dead in Christ can be those who are not in Him. It could mean that. It could actually mean that. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Oh, there are little breadcrumbs all over in the Bible that are assigned to us. They're leading us to let go of our unforgiveness, let go of our bitterness, let go of our judgment and our criticism that says that somebody cannot make it to heaven, that you don't want to live with them in heaven. You have got to receive that ministry of reconciliation from Jesus.
Yes.
And know that his desires, he does not wish for any to suffer and to be out of his presence for eternity. He wants the wicked.
Yes. Yeah. Even those
to be redeemed.
Even those neighbors that chop our trees down on their side of the fence. Oh, you just can't believe people can be so cruel and so demeaning, and yet you cannot judge them by the actions that they do.
No.
Because God is at work at them in them, both to will and to work for his good pleasure.
That's right.
Absolutely. Yep. I've had to repent for a lot of that. It's like that day that your dad, I called and I said, John, you get here. They're chopping our maple trees down. And he comes and he just stands there and watches them as they're taking the saw and sawing off branches.
Right.
Do something. He says, well, let's just see what's going to happen.
Right.
So you have to get rid of all that angst. That angst and anger and
need to control, the need to be right, the need to have your own way, and really let forgiveness and love in.
Oh, that's so difficult, Kimberly. It truly is. Only by the Spirit of God can we do that.
Well, it's difficult for us. It's not difficult for Him.
No.
And all we need to do, I say all, what is hard for us is to admit that we are completely dependent on Him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He has to be the one that we ask for help in that area.
Yeah.
But when we ask Him, He makes it easy. His yoke is easy.
Yes.
His burden is light. And that is coming to Him constantly in a constant conversation of, I feel like I'm going to slip here again. I am so enraged right now. I have just been triggered.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do with this trigger?
Yeah.
Am I going to sit with it and be still and know that you are God? Or am I going to take off in my flesh again?
Mm-hmm. Like Jonah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Or like Paul, who was stoned outside the city. What did he do? I would have run the other direction. I really would have.
He
went back into the city.
He went back in.
Oh, I know. Oh.
1 Timothy 2, verses 1 through 5 says, I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men. All men.
All men.
Leaders, those who are in authority, those that you work with, peers, those who are, you're the boss and they're under you. Let the petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved.
And that's why he's giving the Spirit and the gift of reconciliation to those people that are in his flock, who are willing to go out and reconcile others to him. That's our ministry, Kimberly. Mm. It really is, as believers in Jesus Christ, to reconcile those unbelievers to him.
Yes, and we do it through love.
That's right.
And through prayers and petitions, entreaties and thanksgivings, we give thanks for these people. You hear me do it when we're in traffic and somebody cuts us off and they're cutting other people off and they're driving recklessly. I thank you, Lord, that they are full of the fruits of the Spirit. And I am making entreaties and petitions right here before you and thanking you for their life and the part that they play in coming back to you and being full of the fruits of the Spirit.
Yes, it is. It's hard sometimes to see a person so cheerful as you are. But I guarantee to you listeners today, she is that way all the time now.
Yeah,
well, really is.
You even admitted this morning it's a bit irritating. But I am so full of peace, and I would want that for all of you listening.
Yes. Oh, God be with you. God keep you in peace, as Numbers 6:24 tells you. It's been so good being with us. Kimberly, are you going to be with me the rest of the week?
I would love that.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. All right. So we will have more of Kimberly. God bless you and keep you, and take joy, friend.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in